Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, February 17th, 2010. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and we prepare these messages each weekday morning to encourage and to instruct in God's Word. Today's message is titled, We Shall See His Face. It's three scripture texts. They're related. Listen carefully as Brooksine reads them from Exodus 33, verse 20, Revelation 22, verse 4, and 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 18.
But you cannot see my face, for no one may see me and live. And they shall see his face. Therefore, encourage each other with these words.
Well, in the first two paragraphs of today's message, Brooksine shares her reflection.
Anticipation. The dictionary defines it like this. The act of looking forward. Pleasurable expectation. Well, young people do anticipate their graduation day. Couples anticipate their walk down the aisle to join a marital union. There's anticipation for the arrival of their first child. We experience anticipation with a job promotion or the purchase of a new home. Children anticipate their next birthday, the day after they celebrate their current one. Now, admittedly, that's an anticipation that has turned more into angst over the years as a growing number of candles run out of space on top of the birthday cake. Remember when it took only one box to celebrate your birthday instead of two? But I do find myself filled with glorious and growing anticipation regarding Christ's return to earth. I walk with the Lord now for over 40 years, and it only gets sweeter each day. I find myself more and more heavenly minded as my grandparents were when I was a child. I couldn't understand their constant talk of wanting to be with Jesus. In fact, it seemed a morbid thing in my mind, and I certainly was not ready to let go of my precious grandparents. Grandpa lived about 180 miles from our home in Tulsa in the hills of Arkansas, but it seemed at every visit when I was a very young child, he'd lovingly balance my sister and me on his knees, and he'd tell us of his love for Jesus, how he'd looked forward to going to heaven. I remember even pointing up to heaven and talking about Jesus. Now, if only I could sit and have a conversation with him, I'd be talking with him about the riches of heaven as we together anticipated that day. The longer I live in a sin-filled world, the more heaven becomes a deep yearning within my redeemed spirit. My heart longs for that union in heaven when I shall behold the Lamb of God face to face.
Well, this day holds special memories for both of us. February 17 happens to be my dad's birthday. He died in 1998. It's also the date of Brooksine's dad's death in 2000. Both of them live for Christ, so we have an assurance of their eternal abode and the expectation of one day being with them again.
We certainly anticipate our reunion of loved ones already in heaven, but our greatest anticipation is realized only as we see our Lord face to face. In the first two scripture texts that I read earlier, we see the contrast of two verses. The first concerns godly Moses, who so desired to see God's face, but it was expressly forbidden. In the verse, God says to him, "You cannot see my face." A full disclosure of the glory of God would have overpowered the senses, intellect, and the emotional makeup of mortal man, so it was forbidden.
However, the second verse concerns a future promise that they, and that would be the redeemed, shall see his face. Such prophetic truth builds anticipation, sweet anticipation for the redeemed. When our perishable takes on the imperishable, we will have a glorified body, making it possible for us to see God face to face in all his glory.
Seeing God's face should be the ultimate goal in this life. No earthly achievement even remotely compares. Whatever you are striving for in this life, noble as it may be, it pales in comparison to the eternal reward of seeing God face to face.
A source of great comfort and encouragement is found in the last text we shared today, 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 18, which again states, Therefore, encourage each other with these words. Well, these words follow Paul's teaching about the coming of the Lord. This teaching can be summed up with these 5 points, and we found these in the Life Application Bible.
Christ will return visibly with a loud command. There will be an unmistakable cry from an angel. There will be a trumpet fanfare such as never been heard before. Believers in Christ who are dead will rise from their graves. And lastly, believers who are alive will be caught up in the clouds to meet Christ.
There are many things in this life that build anticipation. There is nothing that compares with the anticipation of our Lord's return to earth, where we will be caught up in the clouds to meet Him. Are you watching for His return? Are you ready to meet Him today?
Let's pray together. Father, we are encouraged and comforted by the resurrection of Jesus, Your Son. It is because of His miraculous resurrection that we have hope of our future resurrection, when our bodies will be stripped of the grave clothes of this mortal life, and we will be clothed in immortality. We will no longer be acquainted with sickness, sorrow, pain, loss, or sinfulness. The temptation to sin will not exist in our future life, and our adversary, the devil, will be dealt his final blow. What anticipation this builds when we will see You face to face in our glorified eternal existence. Keep us faithful until that eventful day. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today. We do have a couple of photos on our site. We have a photo of both my dad and Brooksine's dad. Again, as I mentioned, today is my dad's birthday, February 17th, 1919. And on this very date in 2000, Brooksine's dad went to be with the Lord. As usual, we do suggest some music, and we found a beautiful song. It's an old hymn, really, but the lyrics are so powerful. We found a nice YouTube version. A hymn titled Face to Face. We have several others as well that relate to today's theme. This is the message we have prepared for Wednesday, February 17th, 2010. Our website is dailyencouragement.net, and that's where you will find these additional materials if you care to go to our site. Thanks for joining us today, and once again, let us rejoice in that glorious fact that one day we will see His face.